Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. What's happening, friends? Big show today. Jameson Rogers will be on. He sings, Cold Beer Calling My Name. That song?
Mm-hmm.
He said, Some girls, the dudes are some girls, some girls.
Yeah. Get the mama on the phone.
He'll be on, and Jimmy Allen will be on, who will be dancing tonight on Dancing with the Stars.
Fun.
Yes, so we'll talk to Jimmy and see how that's going. It is Monday.
Monday.
I don't know.
It
not
works.
Feeling it yet, Bones.
It works.
Well, of course, nothing. You feel anything until you feel it.
Well, that's true.
There's Friday. You go to Instagram stories every Friday. They say, put this on your, it's Friday. I want Monday to be a thing because this is a whole, we have the opportunity to start a whole week out on a positive note.
We got
a whole week. It's clay. We have a whole week. We're forming clay.
Can you call Instagram and get one of those gifts going with the hands that say Monday?
I don't know if I can call them. I could probably make
you
one.
You can make
okay.
one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Today is Monday. Let's go, people. And to start Monday, let's do the good news countdown. Here we go.
It's the good news countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
5 to 1, let's go.
Number 5.
A 16-year-old Eagle Scout in Georgia has now earned every merit badge you can possibly get, all 137 of them.
Wow.
Less than 500 people have ever done it. Here is the 16-year-old and his dad talking about the accomplishment.
I feel like anyone can complete this. It's truly an eye-opening journey. Cooking, archery, theater, camping, canoeing, search and rescue. It's been truly amazing to earn all the merit badges and go through all the different steps required to earn all these.
If I were at college and this kid applied and did, okay, you're in.
Yeah.
I don't care what school it is.
He has so many life skills.
Yes. Good for this kid.
He's going to be rich.
He's going to be Lunchbox's boss. Oh, Lunchbox is laughing at him right now.
I mean,
for sure.
Exactly what I expected him to sound like.
You're a kid who will be your boss.
Whatever. Hey, at least I got friends.
Number 4.
A couple are finally retiring after fostering more than 600 children over the past 56 years.
That's a lot.
They also have 5 kids of their own.
Mm.
Can you even remember all those kids?
No
chance.
No, but I bet those kids remember them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's good, Amy.
Over 600 kids.
Man.
That's wild. Eddie's got 2 foster kids.
And
he's exhausted.
Sometimes I forget their names. I'm kidding.
Number 3.
Yes, he's kidding.
This is a joke.
It's a joke. The kid was practicing his free throws in his driveway one day when a
a band riding on the back of a truck stopped to hype him up. Here is what they did when he made a basket.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's funny.
Yeah. But it's also weird if you're just playing, you're just shooting in the driveway and a truck pulls up with a marching band.
Number two.
A guy in Reno got a note from his neighbor that they wanted to talk about the music that he's been playing. So he thought it was a noise complaint. But it was actually the opposite. They wanted him to turn it up so they could hear it better. Their notes said, hey, man, you got great taste. Can you turn that music up when you're playing it? That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more.
Number one.
A cop in California did CPR on a baby at an In-N-Out drive-thru and saved its life. It was neither breathing or moving when Officer Garcia ran over from across the street. He found the baby and the family outside in panic. The patrol officer took the baby and began performing CPR. We are thankful to report the baby is home and is safe now.
It's crazy.
That's what it's all about.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
It is time now to go over and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So my sister and I were raised since we were toddlers by our stepfather, an incredible caring parent who is still in our lives and is as much a father now as he was in the very beginning. Recently, our bio dad, who left our family when we were tiny, like before kindergarten, has resurfaced, contacting my sister on Facebook. He claims he's interested in reconnecting. My sister is thrilled, but frankly, I have no desire to ever meet him. In my eyes, my mother's current husband is my father, plain and simple. My sister keeps pushing it and intends to go through with meeting him no matter what. She's upset that I won't budge, and I'm completely frustrated that she won't leave me alone about it. She's calling me selfish for at least not being there for her as emotional support. Am I out of line? If my sister wants to reconnect, that's fine. But I'm just not there. Who's right? Signed, Kate. Well, there is no right and wrong. This is all personal feelings. And my sister, my biological sister, has a relationship with my biological father who I don't know. And that's only happened in the past, I don't know, 5, 7, 10 years in that span of time where I had no interest because I did not have a relationship with him. And I was like, you know what? I'm good. But I don't fault her for that. I think that's great. I think as many positive relationships as you can have in your life that actually make you better or make you feel better, that's A+. Go for that.
Well, your sister's also not calling you selfish for not.
Absolutely, she's not.
Yeah.
But I think it's great that my sister went after that. And I'm glad that they have a relationship. I don't. And we navigate that. And at times it can become a little touchy, but mostly it's been really good because it's been really good for her. I would just say, Kate, understand that your sister probably, she's reacting in a way where you seem like she's being, you know, angry and upset with you because she's probably just needing a little support, probably feeling a little uneasy about it. It's something that's probably pretty uncomfortable, but she wants to do it because she, you know, so I don't.
Yeah, this is a highly emotional scenario.
Absolutely. And when you're highly emotional, emotions come out in all different ways. You may be sad and it comes out angry.
Yeah.
Sometimes Amy laughs and she's actually really sad. It's a weird combination of what emotions will do to you when you're extremely emotional.
It happens.
I would say, you know, be there for your sister. I don't think you need to meet him, but you can support her in doing it.
Yeah, and there, yes, no one's right. Like Bobby said, there's no right or wrong here. But I think being there for your sister will feel good, not only for her, but for you in the long run, especially if y'all have a good relationship. And then you need to tell her this is going to happen in your own time. You may change your mind one day and open up, but it's your journey, and she needs to also respect that. And you just have to be patient. And when you're ready, maybe you'll be open to that, which my hope is that you would be one day, but that's up to you.
And I went and met my biological father.
Yeah.
It took me time to do that. And I've chosen to not have a close relationship with him now. But you could tell your sister, hey, if you go and it's cool for you, that'll actually help me get there. I mean, that's a way to also punt for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, keep me out of it for now because I'm not comfortable here. But if you go and have a great relationship, maybe that is warm to me. And then I will pursue that and have her go be your fullback. And so let her do the work, and then if it works out, it's easier for you to do it later. My assumption is that Kate is nervous about it, and again, she's probably angry, and because I just say that coming from someone who had the same experience.
Yeah.
I think one day, Kate, you'll want to meet him, especially if it's a good experience for your sister. I don't think he ever has to be your dad, though.
Right. It doesn't make, like, you, mm-hmm. your
dad. He doesn't
dad
come right back
your,
in and be number 1A
yeah.
again.
If your stepdad is that role for you, that is totally fine. Your dad doesn't have to come in, and he may not even be trying to replace all that has been built between you and your stepdad. But after all these years, maybe he's trying to make some repairs. And you might give him the opportunity. There might be some real healing and a beautiful thing can blossom.
And wouldn't you want someone to give you a chance to repair, Kate, if you screwed up?
Yeah, because I'm answering for her. But yes.
Amy's now Kate. I mean, really.
No,
I, you
but
know.
Yes, I think that we all want that opportunity for repair eventually. And some for some people, the realization that a repair needs to take place might take 20 years.
I mean, I think I've had significant repairs with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And at least I acknowledged it. I pursued seeing my biological father again. If I saw him today, we wouldn't be angry. We would actually talk, which forever wouldn't have happened. But I'd just been like, I'm out. Peace, deuces. It'd be fine. I've seen him a couple times. Not as like hanging out, but I've run into him. My grandmother's funeral. I've seen him around, you know, and it's like, hey, how's it going? But I think there's been big repair for me just not to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what you have right now, Kate. You just have a hate that you hopefully don't have for a long time. Send your sister in as a canary in the coal mine and see how it goes. All right, Kate, thanks for the email. That's a pretty serious one. We appreciate that. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
If you want to email us, Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag at bobbybones.com.
Here's a voicemail from Christina in Virginia.
Morning, studio. I was wondering, whatever happened to Lunchbox acting classes that he was taking? Is he still taking them? Did he get promoted? We all want to know.
That's a good question, because you were paying.
Yes.
To take an acting class.
Yes, and it was all online.
Now.
And so I'm still doing it. Still doing it. I haven't gone in person yet, so I'm hoping October is when I'm going to be able to go in person for the first time, because that's when they're going to open up the facility, is what they said.
What's the facility like?
I don't know. I've never been. And so I'm just excited to actually do in-person acting. But if you guys want me to, I can bring you some audio. I got some good audio of me acting. I'm getting better.
Why don't you get real good, and then we want to hear the drastic difference.
Yeah.
It's like if someone's on like a physical fitness journey. I don't need to see a picture of you 2 pounds different.
Okay. Like, how good do you want me? Like, Tom Hanks good? That's going to take a couple years.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Couple years.
This is cool, though. I'm glad he's found something
too.
That he's sticking with.
You're stretching
with.
Out. Yeah. You're getting out there.
Spreading my wings.
I thought you said they were going to bump you up a level.
Well, yeah. I haven't got bumped up yet.
What are you waiting on?
You know,
checked cash?
No, my check cashes. Don't worry. I mean, it's a credit card thing. They have it on retainer. I have to pass the levels, I guess. She doesn't think I'm good enough yet.
Why do you do fingers good enough?
Well, because, like, that's what, you know, I guess that's her terminology. I'm not good enough to move up to the upper level.
Do you think you're good enough?
I think I'm pretty darn good.
What's the last script you read?
What did we do? We did Dawson's Creek.
Oh, who did you play? Did you get like Pacey or Dawson?
I was Joshua Jackson, whoever
he
guy
was. Pacey.
I was
Pacey, that's his name.
Wow,
Canoe
you were.
Renter 3.
Yeah, I was Pacey, and it was one of those ones where, what's the girl's name?
Katie Holmes.
Joey,
she's leaving.
I mean, so I've heard.
You know the one where Joey's, Joey's leaving, and like he was like, what do you want me to do, beg you to stay? It was my line. It was really emotional.
That's what you said? What do you want me to do?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Would your wife let you, if you were acting and you needed a kissing scene in this class, would she let you kiss another woman?
Oh, 100%. 100%. It's part of the job.
But you're not getting paid, and it's a class.
It's just taking a class.
Yeah, but it's I mean, that's,
but he has to practice
I got to practice my makeout scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to look real on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, my wife would let me.
And what's the goal? The overall goal, is it for you to just do something new and kind of stretch yourself a little bit, which I like?
I mean,
or is it to move to Hollywood?
Well, I mean, I would like to move to Hollywood, but it's going to take small steps.
Actually, that's just one big step. That's not a step. It's like you go and you risk it all and put it online.
No, because like, what happens is you get like in a commercial and someone sees you, boom, in a movie, and then you're, boom, blown up.
A lot of booms there.
A lot of booms.
You got
a lot of
booms.
It's like yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada.
So the ultimate goal now for your life is to be a...
actor.
More than this, more than a podcast.
Yeah,
you want to be an actor.
More than this, yeah. This is just a stepping stone.
Okay.
I mean, this is here until... I mean, this is my fallback.
So you're done with the challenge and all that, right?
Here's the problem with the challenge is I'm too old.
That's
I don't
a
know
show,
if,
they, right?
if they'll put me on. I don't know how to get on that anymore. They're taking people from other. What I have to do is get on another reality show, and then they're taking people from other reality shows and putting them on the challenge.
That's true. Yes. What other reality show could you get on?
Something called The Circle. There's one guy,
on
Ed.
Netflix.
Ed on from The Circle, and then they're taking people from like Survivor. Spain.
Well, you've always wanted to do Amazing Race.
I wonder if I could get on the challenge. Winning Dancing with the Stars, being on American Idol.
Oh my gosh. Lunchbox would kill you.
Stop.
Would that really make you mad? I don't even know what it is.
I would be irate. like that would, you know, like how they say there's a fracture in relationships? That would be a fracture in the relationship.
But
I don't.
Would you quit the show?
Bobby may have to quit the show.
He can't. What? It's a show.
I don't understand. Why?
It would be. That has been my lifelong dream to be on Real World and then the challenge. And if you just walked into the challenge, oh my God.
I don't even know what the challenge is, but now I'm interested. I may go try to be on the challenge because it sounds fun. You make it sound like it's fun.
Incredible. You live in a house in like a foreign country. I think they're in Greece.
Oh, I couldn't. I mean, I have this show, but.
Oh, man. For $1 million? Woo! And you do physical challenges, you vote people off, and then you go down and into eliminations. But you'd be out early because you're a rookie. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what they said about Dancing with the Stars too. Boys.
Yeah.
No,
you don't want to see CT in an elimination. That's the problem.
I don't know. Right now you're talking foreign language.
CT
about? Anyway, good luck with
person.
Your acting career.
Thank you. To be or not to be?
Okay. That is the question.
When do you think you'll be moving to LA, if you had to guess?
Probably next year and a half.
2022.
Yeah.
You think you're off to LA?
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Breaking news.
Wow.
In 2022, Lunchbox is moving to LA to pursue his acting career.
Yeah.
I have a Steve Buscemi quality about you.
That I could be in anything? Because he's in a lot of movies.
You could play that peculiar guy.
Don't know what that means. Peculiar.
Yeah.
It means neat.
Yeah, it means neat. It means you're a neat fella.
Sweet.
Latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Scotty McCreery said he finally feels like he's hitting his stride as a songwriter and performer on his new album, Same Truck.
Definitely have a newfound confidence that I probably have never had in my career as far as just getting on the road, writing songs. I feel like I got a better grasp on what I want to say and how I want to say it.
Carly Pearce said that her newly released album, 29 Written in Stone, represents the stages of grief she was experiencing.
As I look at these 15 songs that I wrote, I feel like you can very much hear the different stages of kind of where I was at each moment and ultimately seeing that I got out on the other side better.
Maren Morris got 3 nominations for the CMA Awards, and she talked about being nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year.
The giants that have left footprints from that category are huge, and having won the award last year for Female Vocalist was so emotional and such a shock. I'm just always floored.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going.
Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva, because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
We recently told you about Wyatt Dennis, who is running a free lemonade stand near Sturgis, South Dakota. The motorcycle-loving 8-year-old did not charge for drinks, but happily accepted donations. And during the big motorcycle rally, he got a lot of donations. But he wasn't bringing money for himself to buy toys. He had planned to save half of his earnings from college and donate 30% to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And true to his word, this is a follow-up, he just wrote a check for that 30% for $32,600.
Oh my gosh. What?
Amazing.
That's crazy.
Business was so good, he said, he's going to do it again next summer.
Wow.
He's like, I got bigger than... So he made about $70,000 for college.
Yeah.
And sent a check for $32,000 to St. Jude.
Wow. We're going to need an update for College Bones.
Where he goes,
whenever,
if he goes.
All that.
Yeah. Shout out, kid. Look at that. Made a business decision.
He could have kept the money for himself, but he's like, I'm going to use this and not keep the money, but I can make more money for later. That's awesome, man. I don't know that I would have the willpower to do
that. No chance.
Not at that age. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We're about to talk to Jamison Rogers. You may know him for his number one song, Some Girls. Get the mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. And he's got a top five song right now with Luke Combs called Cold Beer Calling My Name.
Cold Beer Calling My Name.
Really good. Great songwriter, and he's got a new record that's out. And here he is now.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jamison Rogers.
He's got a new record out. He's here with us now. Jamison, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, not too much. How about yourself?
I'm good. I saw you got married.
I did, man. Married man. It feels still feel weird on the finger, man.
I got married like 2 months ago, and I got one of these, too. I forgot it the other day, and I go out and we're having dinner, and I was like, oh, I forgot my wedding ring, because I'm not like you. I'm not used to wearing a ring at all, and I'm like, yeah, nobody will notice. And the waitress comes up and goes, oh, is this your boyfriend, talking about me? And my wife was like, yeah, huh? That's exactly what happened. So my advice to you is don't forget that ring at least for a while.
I literally walked out of the house without it this morning, and I got like a mile down the road, and I was like, nah, I know Bobby's probably going to ask me about getting married. So if I don't have my wedding ring on, it's going to be bad a week after the wedding.
Hey, tell me about how you guys met at the Bluebird. Is that true?
Yes, sir. We met. It was like a songwriting workshop there in 2011. We were just there to kind of meet other writers. And, you know, it's one of those where publishers would come in and we'd get to play our songs that we'd written for them. And I kind of, you know, had a crush on her immediately, but it took a few years for the stars to line up.
Did you write your own vows, since you are a prolific writer?
We did. We wrote our own vows, but we shared them to each other in private. It wasn't part of the ceremony.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like I could say that about, because Caitlin and I did vows to each other in Mandarin before the ceremony that you guys didn't get to. So you can just say that and nobody knows the difference. It was a really special moment between us that we did Rosetta Stone. It was the whole thing. Yeah, Jamison did something similar.
Yeah,
exactly.
So what's up with the honeymoon?
Man, we did a little mini moon. We had a house out in Franklin. I know it's not as sexy as a normal honeymoon, but the schedule and touring schedule is so crazy right now. We're not going to get to do the real honeymoon until the end of October. We're going to go down to Mexico and do that whole deal. I've never been to Mexico.
I'm going to ask you a couple more questions about your wedding, and I'll move on, because we have real business to take care of here about his new record that's out. But when it comes to your wedding band and music, since you are a singer, do you get up and sing at all?
Nah, we didn't. We just had a DJ, classic DJ, easy, probably the cheapest option. And, you know, no one has to get up and sing and do all that spiel.
I mean, you got hits. Are you rich yet? I mean, you say cheap. I just, like, I would think that you're not trying to, you know, trim every corner here. This is Jamison Rogers we're talking about. I think you got a little coin in your pocket, huh?
Man, you know, I definitely don't have that Luke Combs money yet. But.
All right, last question. Coolest wedding gift you've gotten from another artist?
A boat.
Wait, yeah, what?
Hardy,
wow.
Yeah, Hardy and my buddy Hunter Phelps, two of my oldest buddies in town, got me and Sarah it's like a John boat, and they named it Sarah Jean, which is Sarah's nickname. And they surprised us with it at a dinner not too long ago. It was really cool.
Wow.
That's insane. I was going to brag that Keith Urban sent me sheets, and then he hits a boat. Dang, I need friends like that. All right. Jamison Rogers is on with us right now. He's got a new record. It came out Friday, so it's only been out a couple days. So you got plenty of time to hop on here. It is called Bet You're From a Small Town. You are from a small town in Mississippi. You picked this because it's one of the songs on the record, too. Why'd you pick this song to kind of, you know, put the whole record under?
Yeah, you know, it was just looking through the titles on the record. You know, I always wanted to name it. Yeah, you know, that's just the classic. You grow up listening to records and people name it after their favorite song kind of on the record. And Bet You're From a Small Town is definitely one of my favorite songs on the record, if not my favorite. And I think it just kind of describes, you know, me. It's the most personal song for me on the record. And it just kind of, you know, it's kind of a picture for the whole album as a whole.
I feel like your live shows, just to get on to your live music, because you have cold beer calling my name, you know that one?
Yeah.
And then he's got beers on. It's a lot of beer stuff here. Do you have to get drunk at every show, or can you fake it? Like, you're just like, I can't drink any more beer, I'm just going to put some water in this cup.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much have to get drunk at every show, you know?
Your wife is opening some of the dates for you. Do you have to pay her, or does that go into the company pot?
somebody was making a joke on that the other day. They were like, man, Jameson's having Sarah out. He's double dipping the check on those shows. But no, yeah, I definitely pay her. She definitely deserves to get paid to play a show, you know?
Let me play a little bit of One Day. This is track one on Jameson's new record here.
One day I'm gonna quit drinking these cold beers. One day me and this truck quit riding roads round here. One day I'm gonna give up bar stools and neon lights. One day I'll get over you. One day I'm gonna die.
Come on, why'd you put that? I'm always interested in why you put a song first on a record. You got 15 songs here. Why One Day? Why is it the first track?
Man, you know, I've loved that one. It's one of the oldest songs of the new batch. So this is all like, it's weird. This project has been like 2.5 years in the making. And that one has just been like the most recent song that I've just played in my truck constantly. And so I just wanted to lead the record off with, you know, one of my favorite songs. And I just think it's one of the best songs on the record. You know, kind of set the tone out of the gate, you know.
There's always a song, I say always, most times there's a song that barely makes the record last minute because you just heard it and you're like, I ran into the studio at 11:59 p.m. and we got it pressed right. What was that song on this record?
Let me think. Probably a song called Girl with the Broken Heart. I think it's the newest song I've written since I've recorded all these songs. It was kind of, we wrote it a few weeks before we were going in the studio, and it just kind of beat out another song probably. And I won't name that song. It might hurt some songwriters' feelings, but yeah, it snuck its way on there.
Here it is. Here's Girl with a Broken Heart. See, you got to make that story a little more dramatic, especially if it's ever a single, Jameson. You got to be like, you know what? The record was coming out the next day. It was already in stores. We rushed and we took them all off the shelves. We told the streaming services, pull it down. We got one more song to add, and this is it. You got to like amplify that a little bit.
I'm a bad liar, man. But I'll work on it. I'll work on it.
Hey, he's got a new record out. It is out now. It came out this weekend. It's called Bet You're From a Small Town. The thing about Jameson, he's such a good songwriter. I think sometimes that gets lost in how good of a singer you also are. But you wrote on 14 of 15 of these songs. The one you didn't write, like, what? Which one was that, and why was that one the one?
Yeah, you know, it was actually my first single, "Some Girls."
That's
it was,
right.
You know, it was kind of ironic that, I don't know, you moved to town and to write songs, and then your first single as an artist you didn't write. But listen, some of my favorite artists ever, you know, didn't have to write their own songs. You know what I mean? I think the songwriters are kind of taken for granted a little bit here in town, and it's foolish for me to think that I can write better songs than all these amazing writers here in town. So anyway, long story short, I'd heard that song. My buddies Hardy, Jake Mitchell, and CJ Solar had written that song many years ago. And when we were coming up together, you know, we used to share demos with each other before any of us had anything going on. And I just always told those guys, if nobody ever cut that song, I would love to have it one day. And it fell through the cracks for me.
Jameson Rogers got a new record out, came out Friday, so it's been out a few days. You guys go check it out. It is robust in songs. I mean, 15 songs, my friend, that's a lot. That's almost like Kanye Donda putting up 27 tracks. Like, it's like, here I am, here's a lot of songs. Like, what? I'll end on that. 15 songs, that's a lot. What are you thinking there?
Well, you know what? I mean, it like I said earlier, it's been like a 2.5 year process of making this album. Started recording these songs like before I even actually signed my record deal. And so, I don't know, we've just kind of piled up all these songs, and I keep, you know, as a songwriter, you keep writing songs, you know, better songs as the years go by. And so we just kept writing songs that needed to make the album. I'm just proud to have the 15 songs to put on a record.
You're from Batesville, Mississippi. Is there anybody else famous from Batesville, Mississippi?
No, I don't. It's been a few NFL football players, but nobody like crazy famous.
I mean, are you the most famous person to come out of Batesville, Mississippi, in your opinion?
No, definitely not, because I don't consider myself famous.
Okay. What, this guy?
It is an awkward question.
Okay. Are you the most well-known person to come out of Batesville? I don't think it's awkward. When you go to Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 772, that's where I'm from, there's a sign that says, welcome to the boyhood home of Mountain Pine.
So does Jameson have a sign into Batesville?
That's where I'm getting. I'm walking down that path.
Gotcha.
Jameson, we got to get you a sign, right? Is that what you're demanding? Who's the
Definitely.
Mayor? We'll call him. Who's the mayor of Batesville?
I'm going to text him today and say it. That needs to happen by the end of the year.
Okay. About to go number one with Colbert calling my name. Jameson, congratulations. He's out on the road. I mean, you're up till the end of December. I mean, I just see you added a new show in Nashville. You're blowing up so big. A second Nashville show got added because he's very famous. Mm. Right. And you know what? He hasn't lost touch with who he is, Amy, because he hired a DJ because that saved money.
I can tell.
That's what's great about our stars these days. Like, they're staying true to who they are, no matter how rich they are, mm-hmm. how rich and popular.
I love how people are going to think I'm actually rich after this interview. I'm certainly not.
All right, Jameson Rogers, good to talk to you, bud, and good luck, and I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Yeah, man. Thanks
All
for
right.
having me.
See you, buddy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a TikTok video has sparked a debate when eating out. So when you're done with your meal, do you stack your plates up for
the
waiter?
No, never.
Or...
Don't do that.
Okay.
As a former waiter, don't. No, never.
Well, I figured you would know because you waited tables for a long time. So, like, what's the proper etiquette?
Nothing.
Just
leave
it?
Everything.
Yeah, let them decide. If they want to stack them, they will...
Okay, but talk to the people that think they're helping by stacking.
Well, they think they're helping because they didn't see them stacked later. I'd never wanted mine stacked.
Stacking.
Because then the food gets on the bottom,
sure,
or what?
And then you take it into the dishwasher and they're like, no, I gotta... It's just food everywhere.
Mm. Okay.
Just generally speaking for me, leave it. I don't even want you... Don't put your napkin in it either. Because then someone's got to fish that out.
Oh.
Hey, what about when they come around and you give them the plate? Like, oh, you collect one.
That's okay sometimes.
Ooh, thank you.
Because they're trying to reach over stuff.
Yes.
And if they're like, hey, let me get that plate, you can do that. What I wouldn't do is reach to take the plate from them when they're putting it on the table.
Because it could be hot?
Because they could think maybe you have it and you decide you don't want to and then it hits. So it just stops any sort of confusion.
That's good stuff.
But if they're like reaching over to pick stuff up, it's okay to go, here, let me help you out. But I would just leave stuff and let the waiter grab the stuff out. Every waiter's different. I never want a plate stacked because I was scared they were going to fall off too. Like if I carried a stack that was stacked by somebody else, how am I to know they're stacked right?
Okay, that's a good point. So this is helpful tips for people dining out.
I settled it. Close that trend down on TikTok. It's been settled. Let them know.
Okay. I know that we're just in pumpkin spice. We're in fall season, but I'm going to go ahead and skip to the holidays because the holiday candy lineup for this year has been unveiled from Hershey's, and they have a Reese's peanut brittle coming out and gingerbread Kit Kats.
Reese's peanut brittle.
Yeah.
Not a big brittle fan.
It looks like it.
But sometimes when I eat it, I like brittle.
Yeah.
But I never go and get brittle on purpose. I kind of just eat brittle if it's there and I'm like, ugh, what? Let me just eat it. But, oh.
Yeah.
That's me every time.
I'm going to buy this one on purpose. And then also they're coming out with a new vanilla Whopper called Snowballs.
Like a BK?
No.
Whoppers. The Whoppers.
That'd be the weirdest hamburger
Hershey's.
Ever. Yeah, can I get some fries and a vanilla Whopper?
Yeah, okay. Little snowballs. It'll be so cute. I can't wait for this holiday candy. And then did you know Garth Brooks has a master's degree? Anybody?
Wow, no, I didn't know that.
I didn't. In what? Being awesome?
Well, listen, he's one of the biggest selling country music artists of all time, and he's one of the top 10 most educated country music people, according to College Census, because in 2011, he got his master's degree from Oklahoma State University. He went and got his MBA because I guess he didn't have enough going on.
And he's probably in that retirement phase of his life, too, right? What year?
In 2011.
Yeah, he was retired then.
Yeah.
He had a lot
before
of time.
He came back.
But, don't worry. Like, it's not like he walked in the class and sat down next to people and was like, hey, I mean, because would you freak out? I would, but he did it online.
Caitlin never rubs in her master's to me, but sometimes I'll be in an argument with her. And I don't think she's ever brought up, like, hey, I have a master's and you don't. Ever. Not one time. But I'll go, okay, I get it. You have a master's, and I end the argument with myself.
Yeah, that's smart.
It's your way.
Yeah, well, it's not my way. It's like, I don't want to argue. You're smarter than I am, and you're more educated. So I get it. You have a master's. And then she's like, I don't ever say that. I'm like, oh, but I know. Trust me. First in her class, by the way, when she got her master's.
Wow.
I know. It
you
sucks.
Should add that to your. I mean, I get it. I know you were first in your class.
Yeah, I get it. First in your class, you got a master's. All right, what else?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's a couple in Florida, Donna and Gary, and Donna got COVID. She had to go to the hospital and ended up in ICU for 10 days. And Gary wasn't allowed inside to see her, but he still wanted to show up for her. So he did so in the parking lot, and he stood outside for 10 days or probably sat a little bit here and there, but he had a sign that said, "I love you." And he told everyone, "She's worth it. And I just want her to know that I'm rooting for her," because she was obviously having a rough go, but that helped her get through it. Now she's out of the hospital. She said she has a new look on life, and they plan to work less and spend more time with family.
I wonder if he would like strategically pick when she would take a nap and then take a break himself.
Yeah. Time it out.
Gotta go.
But if she ever went and looked and he wasn't there, that's disappointing. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, I gotta pee. I'm gonna run away real quick. That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Eddie brought up an interesting topic. Should Hangman the game still be played?
Oh.
Think about Hangman.
It's a great game.
You put the little letters down there, and you have the hanging, the gallows, and then every letter you miss, you draw a guy who gets hung.
Correct.
I mean, that's so old school, I haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty insensitive game, though.
Totally. Yeah. We were playing it the other night, and I was thinking, this is so much fun, and then I look at the paper, and I just drew a dude hanging. I'm like, this isn't good. We should stop doing this.
I don't want to be woke guy who's like, we shouldn't play Hangman because who loses? But it's a weird game to play, huh?
Yeah. Maybe you could think of something else to hang.
Right. Well, you don't have to hang anything. Well, you don't
have to hang. Okay. So you could hang a thing of bananas.
Yeah, but they have to draw out. Okay. Just something to think about.
Okay. Huh.
And you guys can, you know, leave us a voicemail about it or call us. And I think most people are going to go, don't be ridiculous, as will I, because it's an easy game. But it is a weird game to play where the goal of the game is to draw a guy hanging, dying.
Look, and you only, I think the whole thing is you have six guesses,
two,
really.
Three, four, five, six, yeah.
Right? Six guesses. Mm-hmm. So you can come up with anything, but we decided to do a man hanging. So, and we did this, we were doing this in public, and like the waitress came by and she said, "Ooh, that's fun. Ooh, but Hangman." And I was like, yeah, I thought about that too. We should probably stop playing that here.
You get canceled for playing a game we played when we were six.
Right, I know.
Mike, while we do the corny, will you look up and see the origin of the game Hangman? It had to be from old school.
Had to have been.
Okay, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
How do vampires invest their money?
How do vampires invest their money?
Cryptocurrency.
Oh, it's just another miss.
Isn't that good? I don't know. It's okay.
Is it crypt?
Tales from the Crypt, the Crypt Keeper.
Cryptocurrency.
Okay. Yeah, it's a miss.
Why?
Hey, it's going to be a no for me, dog.
All right, Randy.
You want another one? I think you got to make that up.
Okay. What's the difference between a jeweler and a jailer?
What's the difference between a jeweler and a jailer?
A jeweler sells watches, and a jailer watches sells.
What?
Stop.
What is that for?
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Why did the mechanic have a disappointing fashion show?
Why did the mechanic have a disappointing fashion show?
There was no time to change a tire.
To change a tire.
Oh, a tire.
You know what? I'll give her that one. Okay, all right. I'll give her that one. There you go.
That was the morning corny.
You've been doing this segment for years at this point.
I know, because I run out.
Yeah.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
What's orange and sounds like a carrot?
A parrot. What sounds like a parrot?
Yeah, a carrot.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I just...
Oh, you just saw... You just figured it out.
Okay. What has
okay,
more...
Okay, this is not a stone routine. Save them. Hey, Mike, did you figure out the origin of Hangman the game and why that became such... Everybody played it.
There's not really a set origin about it. Just something that came up in the 17th century with prisoners.
Well, there you go.
Oh, well, yeah.
If you didn't win, you get hung.
They saw their buddy get hanged. They're like, hey, let's play this game.
All right. How many letters? Okay. Well,
it is creepy, huh?
Yeah, we should stop doing it.
Kind of creepy. Sometimes a segment is sent to me and it is so bad and that we would never do it that we feature it in rejected segments. Let's go.
Rejected segment.
And I really want to spend it on one segment because I would never do this segment. And it comes from Lunchbox.
What?
Lunchbox sent me a segment. I'd like to read it to you guys. Mostly, he's just like, I have an idea for a segment.
Okay.
Lunchbox would like to catfish Amy or Abby, the phone screener.
Oh.
Like, that's his bit.
No. That's so rude.
Wait, because of the dating app?
Yes. Abby, our phone screener, was like, she's like, I go on first dates with people I meet on apps, and then I never talk to them again. They just don't want to go on second dates with me.
She opened up to us about that, and now he wants to mess with her.
No.
Hold on.
You listen to what I said.
And so I said, Abby, are you just kind of dumping everything out? She goes, sometimes we go on a first date, it's 3 hours long. And I'm like, wait, let's pull that back a bit. Let's not reveal so much early on. You could be scaring guys off. And so Lunchbox writes, hear me out on this, quote, you gave her instructions to pump the brakes on spilling everything about her life when she first meets a guy. Abby said she always gets rejected after a first date before a second date. I want to set up a fake profile and catfish her to see how she's doing with her new instructions. A, we then bring her on and say, any new guys in your life? So then she talks about this amazing guy and how great he is. We drag it out for a few weeks and then we set up a date. When Abby shows up at the place, it will be Lunchbox. We can get audio of her reaction. Are we okay with doing this?
No. I mean, that is so good, guys. Oh, tell me that is not a home run idea. Would be so...
That's terrible. That's like people...
That's so wrong.
That's so wrong.
Like,
going to make her really fall in love with somebody online or really like somebody?
No, it's seeing how she's doing it. Like, you get instructions from the teacher and to see if you follow those instructions so you go and you have a real life case study. That would have been perfect.
He clearly has not seen clickbait.
You clearly have not been around anyone who's been taken advantage of.
Yeah.
By someone faking as a catfish.
You guys need to have some fun with people, and that would have been fun. Abby would have learned something. We would have all got some great entertainment.
Abby, what do you think about that? I'm saying no to this, obviously, because I'm revealing on the air what the segment was.
No, I think that's terrible.
And
I
mean,
already have bad luck. Why would you want to add this to it? Like, I've not had good luck in the future, and now.
What would you do, Abby, if you found a guy you really liked and we asked you on the air and you're like, you go on a date and you go and it was all set up by us.
Oh my, I'd be really mad.
And probably feel betrayed.
Let him do that. Yes. Not cool.
So we are not letting you catfish one of our staff members here.
Thank you. I'm not letting that happen.
Morgan, let's go to you. You have a boyfriend now, I'm assuming, still together?
Yeah, we're still together.
But recently, as the last year, you were dating online. How would you feel about if we did this segment?
No, I would be so mad. Like, I have talked to guys online before and they didn't turn out to be a certain guy and just that, and I never met up with them. So if I met up with somebody and that happened, I would be furious. Like, I probably would quit.
The show?
Yeah. I would probably be like, yeah, I'm out. I tap out.
I think that's a very personal, mean thing to do.
Guys, it was a learning experience for her. A, be careful who you're talking to online. B, we find out if she's following the instructions Bobby gave her. And C, we get great laughter when she shows up and she's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I'm George.
That's the name you'd go with, George.
I don't know. Just a name that popped in my head right now. I couldn't think of a cool name.
Okay, if I would have said, hey, Lunchbox wants to do this segment, but we've been off the air and I was really asking your advice, what would you have said?
No.
Dang. Entertainment value is very high.
But what would you have said?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you for being honest.
Okay. Being honest.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to up my no with it. If you decided to move forward with it, I would have trouble being here for the show. No, it's true. Like, that's
so
wrong.
So you would quit
trouble. I didn't say I'd quit. I would have trouble, and I would be very disappointed in Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. But you're not, because I would never do that. Morgan, if again, off the air, if I pitch this to you.
Yeah, no. No. No.
Ray?
Yeah, it'll end friendships. So it starts, it's all fun and games, but at the very end of it, I mean, there would be people in this room that are not friends anymore.
So you would say?
No. Okay. Why would you do that?
Scuba?
He's laughing.
He likes it.
Well, I personally loved it. We talked about it. But I think on the personal side of it, the human side of it is wrong. But for a show, I'm all about you do whatever for the show. I would say for the show, yes.
Yeah. That's just me. I'm a morning guy. You do whatever it takes to make a great
show. But to Abby,
Abby. Abby personally, it's wrong. But for the show, heck yes.
You would have said yes? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
just wonder what everybody thought about it.
Yeah.
Man.
You would have been voted out anyway, but it would have been 4-2.
Wait, how long would this have gone on?
Three weeks he wanted.
3 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
She would definitely fall in love.
A lot of chat in there.
Your wife would have been like, what are you doing?
No.
I'm over here catfishing Abby. Hold on. I got to take a picture of this.
I mean, what? A picture of what?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We're not doing the bit.
That was Rejected Segments.
Oh. We're about to have Jimmy Allen on, who you may know from his number one songs, Best Shot. Because when you smile, I see the sun sink down. Make Me Want To. Girl, what's your name? What's your drink? Yeah, what's your favorite song? His current song is him and Brad Paisley, Freedom Was a Highway. The time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for a Friday. He's also nominated for the CMA New Artist of the Year. It's 2021 CMA. So he's on tonight on Dancing with the Stars. Here he is, Jimmy Allen.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jimmy Allen.
Big night tonight because Jimmy will be dancing on Dancing with the Stars live in front of millions of people. Jimmy, how you feeling?
Dude, I'm a nervous wreck right now.
Yeah, it's pretty nerve-wracking to go and have to do something that you've never really trained at until the last couple of weeks, but in front of millions of people, right?
Yes. Because the crazy thing is, you know, you're sitting here in this dance studio, and I'm like, man, I got this thing. I'm ready. Then I'm like, no, I'm not ready. Look at this thing. But then the other half of me is like, you know what? If I feel pretty decent right now watching, you know, me and my partner do it in the mirror, it's going to look really cool when the lights are dim, get some spotlights, some effects. So maybe my mistakes won't be as visual.
Oh, they will. No, they will. Just know they will, and the judges will see every single one of them. But
we can't do it in the pitch black.
Are you excited to do it? Like, it's game time. You've been training for a couple weeks now. Like, are you pumped to actually get to do it?
Dude, I am excited, man. You know, I have you know, I was like, this is fun, and it's something different, something I've never done before. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm trying to bring that mirror ball back to Nashville, bro.
You know, there are three other Nashville winners that I can think of. Pickler.
Yep.
I won it. Caitlin Bristow won it. She lives in Nashville. I think, can we think of any others, Jimmy?
Nashville.
Yeah, I think that's it. But you could be the fourth.
Dude, I know. I'll be the second dude, I think, from Delaware to do it, because Chuck Wicks did it years ago back when people were still watching VHSs.
What's funny about Jimmy Allen is he was walking in. They had to conceal the identities of everybody. And they wore a face mask, and they had their masks under the face mask. And everyone was speculating that Jimmy was an NFL player because he's so ripped. Like, were you laughing out loud at that? They thought you were some linebacker?
Yeah, I was laughing because at first the lady, I think she worked for TMZ or something, she was like, Matt James. And half of me, she was like, how's Rachel doing? Is she here? I was about to turn around and yell, hey, Rachel's pregnant.
Oh, wow. Oh, and like, because Matt James is the guy from The Bachelor.
From The Bachelor, yeah. I told Matt that. He fell out laughing. He was like, you should have said it. Then they thought I was an NFL player. Nobody was even thinking to check country music. You know what I mean?
You have the sixth best odds to win the show. Have you looked at this?
Uh-uh.
You are, there's 15 people. You're at 25-1. So if I made a $100 bet on Jimmy Allen right now, I could win $2,500 if he wins.
Wow.
Should I make that bet, Jimmy?
Oh, definitely. You should definitely make that bet.
I like his confidence. Yeah. I was the opposite. I was like, I mean, the worst one is 100-1. When I was on the show, I was the worst odds at 200-1.
Wow.
Like, that's how bad they thought I was starting the show versus Jimmy. They must have seen some
stuff. I look at it like, you know, whether I actually get the mirror ball or not, you know, for me, it's about, you know, me. Everything we do, me and you, Bob, you know how it is. We're going to give 100%. You know, we're going to put the time in. We're going to prepare ourselves to win. So that way, if we do win, it's not a surprise. And if we lose, we're like, what? But if you lose, it's okay, too, because you still had a good time. And I feel like as long as you put in the effort, you're gaining some sort of knowledge to propel you in some area of life.
Yeah, I just want to win, or I drive myself bonkers. I try.
Yeah.
I wish I had Jimmy's maturity, because he that's a great way to look at it. Me, I'm like, well, if I don't win, everybody's laughing at me and making fun of me, so now I must try to win the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, they can laugh at Bobby Bones all they want. Why you go to that bank? You can't.
All right, listen. Jimmy's on. It's early in the morning in California. He's performing tonight at Dancing with the Stars. We need you guys to vote for him. If you're going to watch, like, I encourage you to vote for Jimmy. That's why he came on early this morning, because I wanted to put him on and remind everybody that our guy will be dancing on Dancing with the Stars tonight. Have you been able to hang out with any of the other contestants at all, or has COVID kept you guys apart?
Yeah, you know, I've been, Iman Shumpert, The Miz, you know, Matt James and everybody, we all hung out the day of the reveal. You know, you got, like, all that press that day. But, you know, I've been keeping up, texting a couple people. It's been cool, man. And I found out Marty McCove lives in Franklin, the dude from Karate Kid.
Oh, he does? He's the villain, Johnny?
Franklin.
He really? Yeah. We should get him in studio.
Rehearsing in Tennessee.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's. After the show's over, we'll get him in here. And just, have you met Olivia Jade, whose mom was Lori Loughlin? You know, went to jail?
Oh, yeah. She's super cool.
She is?
Yeah, dude. She's like super cool, because everybody was asking me a bunch of questions like, well, how do you feel about her? And I was like, I don't know her.
There's some pretty cool people in this cast. Melanie C, Mel C from the Spice Girls.
Dude,
like, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
I can honestly say this, man. Everybody I met that day, like the whole cast, they felt like just chill and comfortable with each other. You know what I mean? Like, It was super cool, and my nieces think I'm the coolest since I got to meet JoJo Siwa. So
oh yeah.
All right, listen, tonight Jimmy Allen Dancing with the Stars. He's trying to win the whole thing, and it's not about winning each episode. It's about outrunning the slowest person. If a tiger's chasing you through the woods and you and your buddies are running, you don't got to be the fastest. You just got to run faster than the slowest guy. That was the whole time I was just trying not to finish last, and eventually you kind of catch on. You learn the game, and Jimmy will be dancing tonight. You guys watch. You guys vote. Jimmy, congratulations.
Dude,
I hope you kill
thank
it.
You, man.
And then congrats on your CMA Best New Artist nomination. I mean, you know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you're this accomplished and they still consider you a new artist, but I think you should hopefully win this thing again.
Oh, man. I appreciate you, man. It's always a good time talking to y'all. And everybody out there listening, man, yes, let's vote. Let's get it popping. Let's bring this thing back to country music.
All right, Jimmy, talk to you later, dude.
All right.
All right, there he is. Jimmy Allen. Butt crack early right now in California. Oh, yeah. And he woke up and was like, oh, let's do it. Let's talk about it. All right, so you guys watch tonight if you can.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There was a Friday night high school football game in Minnesota, and the Tigers were doing their red, white, and blue service appreciation night. This is where they invite a bunch of military veterans to come celebrate them. And during the ceremony, one of the veterans collapsed. I mean, he falls down unresponsive. So luckily there is a trainer there for the high school team who's certified and is like, I know what to do. She did CPR, got the AED machine, did the whole thing.
That's
on
the clear machine.
That's the clear. It tells you what to do. And then he started to respond and he's alive.
Man, you're at a military event and one of the guys goes down.
Yeah.
I think there were like 40 military people there, veterans, old veterans.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ooh. Yeah.
You're nervous the whole time, especially if it's a lot of really old people. But then someone goes down. That stinks. But this trainer, was she part of the high school?
It's part of the high school team, but she's certified. I remember my trainers in high school. They weren't certified.
No, they couldn't even bring get us water in time.
Right. I had science class with two of them.
Oh, my goodness. I can imagine everybody gasping for air when the military person goes down.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
That's a great story. The fact that they were able to save the person, too, is cool. And Eddie knows how to do that. A little fun fact.
I'm CPR certified, and I do know how to do an AED machine.
That's what it's called, an AED?
AED. It tells you exactly what to do, too, so you don't have to stress. It tells you, like...
Does it tell me when to yell clear?
It doesn't tell you to do that.
That would for sure be,
It actually tells you to clear.
What do you mean?
Like, all right, the shock is about to be administered. Clear.
So you get out of the way?
Yeah, you kind of like back up, let the machine do its thing.
You don't hold them on them?
No, it's like, it sticks on their body.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'd hold them. I'd have to hold them.
Like the movies?
Yeah.
Rub them together?
Yes. Boom. All right, that's a good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo boop, 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template.
Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
All right, now let's go and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
I did see yesterday they did a little press conference, and they think they found the remains of Gabby Petito, the blogger that's been missing for a long time. The FBI says human remains discovered in Teton County, Wyoming, are, quote, consistent with the description of the missing 22-year-old. The cause of death has not yet been determined, and while they were unable to 100% confirm they found her, the agency did notify her family of the discovery. Now the search continues for her fiancé, who hasn't been seen since last Tuesday. In that situation, it went from he's not talking to they don't know where he is. Prior to her disappearance, they had been traveling on a road trip through several western states. You know, on TikTok, there's a lot of body cam footage from police officers that had stopped to, like, talk to them along the way that they're just now releasing.
Really?
Yeah, and so at one point, you see a cop talking to her, and she's crying, and he's like, hey, I'm going to separate you two for the night. And I think the cop sends maybe her to a hotel and him to a hotel and her to the other place. And again, just random scrolling, but Yahoo News was the TikTok account that had a lot of these videos. And then I believe that they found the van and where that they possibly could have found the body by a random internet person who had some pictures of that area.
Whoa.
And they were like, that's the van.
Wow.
Like, it was kind of needle in a haystack thing where they were able to find that. And so I do have some audio here. Police and FBI agents searching said they have not yet made a formal identification. Here's a clip of the FBI's press conference.
Earlier today, human remains were discovered, consistent with the description of Gabrielle Gabby Petito. Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time.
Police are saying again that he is not wanted at the time for a crime. But surely
he's wanted for acting suspicious.
Well, I was listening to an attorney speak yesterday, and they were like, if it was my client and he didn't have anything to do with it, I'd be like, still don't say anything.
But do you suggest he run?
Yeah.
You're asking me like I did something wrong.
Well, yeah,
I'm just curious
why he disappeared.
You're on the stand right now.
No. I get it. Sometimes if you're innocent, you may be like so scared
that
you
run. I'm worried he didn't just disappear. I'm not worried. I'm thinking, like, if he knows that something happened or he did, I don't know what. Did he disappear? No, I wasn't saying that either.
Oh.
Did he disappear or did he, like, disappear? Take himself out.
Got it.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm watching the case like you guys are, but I was watching an attorney yesterday go, hey, if this is my client, PR-wise, it's not a good move to not talk. But legally, it's probably the best move. Because even if you did nothing, then the media can't build a narrative with what you're saying about it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it is weird that he's gone. It's weird they can't find him. They were searching, you know, down near where he lives. They had dogs and... Listen, you guys made me feel like I did something wrong here.
No.
I just shared with you.
I
was watching all the news.
Oh, it's so sad. I mean, I feel like... I know they're not confirming, but I guess the dad... I mean, he put up a Instagram post that basically alluded to that it's her.
He did?
He spoke of her in past tense and put a broken heart and put a picture of her, like, where she had these angel wings, like one of those, an Instagram photo where you go up against the wall. Ugh, heartbreaking.
That stinks.
I know.
And sometimes news becomes so big, it starts to not feel like actual real life people.
Yeah.
it starts to just feel like a one of the many series we watch on TV, yeah, where like it's like the disappearance, the psycho murderer, and you're like talking about it like that. But even for me, sometimes as I get into it, I got to go, these are real life human beings we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. So, but they still don't have the guy, right?
No, they don't.
As of right now.
Nope.
All right, well, let's move on to a different story. The Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are big dreams territories, obviously. Everybody wants to win these things. Nobody won the $450 million grand prize in last night's drawing, so the jackpot will roll over to the next drawing. Today's Powerball, $472 million, with a cash payout of $342 million. And if you don't win that, the Mega Millions is worth $432 million. So we got two at the same time.
So what are we going to do?
I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, me either.
Because nobody wins these things. One person out of 10 million.
Yeah.
And you end up losing money, and it's a whole situation. I'd rather lose my money gambling.
Wait. I still did not. I took all my Aria chips to Vegas. I did nothing. I have them still in my bag right now.
So you took all those chips that have been sitting with you for 3 years.
Yeah.
And you did not cash them in.
Yeah, I intended to, but then I just didn't really spend much time in the casino, and I kept thinking I was going to not cash them in. I would maybe have a little fun with them, you know, like, hey, well, let's play a game. But then I never did it. So now maybe next year.
Okay.
Or I just need to give them to somebody else. Sorry, Ray.
Yeah, you could have even bet them just for Ray,
I know,
in his honor.
I know.
Ray, were you jealous we were all in Vegas and you weren't?
Yeah, it hurt. I mean, just knowing because of my problem, I probably could have otherwise been in Vegas. So, yeah, I mean, it altered my life. But, anytime somebody's in Vegas, you're jealous because that's an amazing place on this planet. So,
but also Sam Hunt was there.
And that.
Also outstanding comedy series last night at the Emmys. Went to Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Lead actor in a comedy series went to Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. Comedy series lead actress went to Jean Smart for Hacks. I like Hacks.
So do I.
Jean Smart is from Designing Women. That's what I know her from.
Yep.
And then she also played the mom on Mayor of Easttown.
Oh, yeah. She did.
Outstanding drama series, The Crown. Outstanding lead actor from The Crown, Josh O'Connor. I didn't watch The Crown at all this last season.
I thought it was great. You miss out on a good season because it's the Princess Diana one.
Lead actress, Olivia Colman from The Crown. Queen's Gambit won.
Oh, yeah.
For some sort of series. And then Kate Winslet won for something, too. For
Mayor?
For
they have
awesome.
Too many weird categories.
That's a lot of TV shows.
Those are the categories we need. Most awesome in a series of 10 episodes or more. Most awesome in a series that each episode wasn't an hour and a half long. You know? 30-minute episode. Most awesome person. Yeah. Okay, that's your news. Thank you, guys.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
All right, Lunchbox is convinced that Dua Lipa was flirting with him. Here is a clip of Dua Lipa, in case you're not familiar with her as an artist. So while backstage at our iHeartRadio Music Festival, Lunchbox and all of us, you just run into people that are about to go on stage. And so he ran into Dua Lipa. He shouted at her, which is his move. She responded, and he thinks she was flirting. Mm. Here is the clip.
There she is. Oh, my gosh. She's amazing. She's amazing. There she is. She's amazing. Oh, she's so amazing.
What did I miss?
Oh, well, no. You missed that. She turned around. Her back was to me. She turned around, looked right at me, and I mean, she lit up glowing, and she kind of tilted the head and goes, amazing. And the way she said it, it was like, I am flirting with you, and if you are interested, follow me out here.
Lunchbox, you had a mask on. Like, it's not, and okay. It's not like.
That could have helped.
I think she just was like, oh, look at this guy with the camera. I'll play it up a little bit.
You were there?
Lunchbox, was I there? I've seen the video.
Yeah, I think I showed Amy the video. I was like, yes. Look, Dua Lipa was flirting with me, and Amy was like, I think you're onto something.
No, I did not say that. And let me tell you, walking around backstage with Lunchbox is so embarrassing because he does that to every famous person in the hotel, on the street.
He does what?
Backstage. Like anybody, he walks up with the camera and just walks right up to them. There was like multiple times where I was walking with him and he would start doing it to somebody. And I would just turn around and walk away like I didn't even know him.
He just pulls up his phone and puts it right in their face?
Yes, he walks up like, I say Sam Hunt standing backstage. Can't miss him. Like, and he's like, oh, there's Sam Hunt. And he'll like run over and just go and be like, Sam Hunt's right here.
For those that can't see, Amy's not saying what she's doing, but she's got her arm fully extended with her phone in her hand.
Yes, like right up to the celebrity's face to where it's embarrassing because like you're supposed to just
they're backstage, they're doing their thing. You're just supposed to like be chill. And he's like the opposite of chill.
Here is another one. Was Lunchbox inappropriate with this comment?
Okay.
At the iHeartRadio Music Festival, there's a couple from The Bachelorette, and it was the first time they had done anything together since the end of the show. And it'd been like 9 months because there really hasn't been a time and place because of COVID for them to go out and do events. So they were on the red carpet, they were doing kissing, and so Lunchbox yells this.
Woo! A little more tongue.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh.
Sounds so awkward.
They like that, though. Awkward.
Okay, yeah, they like that. Okay, Bachelor people, they liked it.
Hey, Bachelor people like anything, you know? They just like people are talking at them. Here is Amy and Lunchbox interviewing Darius Rucker backstage at our iHeartRadio Music Festival during a Capital One experience. And this is Darius talking about our show.
Okay, so let me set it up. Because I was talking about how his laugh is so infectious, and sometimes we play a game of celebrity laughs, and we always know when it's Darius because he has an awesome laugh. So then we go on and do the interview, lots of other questions. Then at the end, but he kind of said somewhere in the interview, he's like, but I'm an easy guy. I laugh at everything. And then at the end, he's like saying bye, but he's like, hey, love y'all show. I listen every morning. Y'all crack me up. But then he said earlier that he laughs at anything.
Yeah. All right, here's the clip.
Exactly. Isn't it awesome when they get old enough to drink with you? Yeah.
Or that.
Yeah, mine's three. He drinks with me all the time.
Darius's laugh is like the barometer of like funny.
Not really, because I laugh at everything, so I don't think so. I make people think they're a lot funnier than they are.
Hey, boop, boop. Yeah, Capital One loves you, and we love you.
And I'll say this to you guys: I love your show. I think you guys are awesome. What y'all do, y'all make me laugh every morning.
Thank you. Like that in your car?
Absolutely.
Like
I don't know if we should take that as a compliment because he laughs at everything.
That's just true.
He just said it. So
that's true.
I mean, it got awkward. But Darius is awesome.
Yeah, well, but he listens.
We had a great time. I'm tired. That's a hard trip. And then we had to be up at 4:30 on Sunday morning to get on a plane at 6 to fly back. So the whole day yesterday was just a wash.
I'm shocked Lunchbox has his voice. Like, usually he comes back, he can't say anything.
And he's like, Vegas, yeah.
Allergies.
I'm going to tell you something. No, I think it's the mask. If you wear a mask in Vegas, your voice, your throat doesn't get as dry because the mask blocks it or something because I don't know why. Because I stayed up till 3 in the morning every night, and I'm still good to go.
But you worked until 10, 11 every night. So it's not, you know, otherwise you'd have been hitting it at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 p.m.
That could be a 2.
Celebrities backstage for hours.
I mean, I didn't. I got flirted with by Dua Lipa. I mean, it was a great weekend, guys.
A Louisiana Walmart worker got on the PA and quit her job. And this is always funny to hear, but I'm telling you, if someone ever applied for a job with me after I heard a clip of them doing this, I'd never hire them. I mean, I get it's funny. I would just never hire them.
Too risky.
But let's remove that from this and just enjoy this clip, okay? Beth McGrath announced her as Beth from Electronics and then proceeded to tell everybody that she's a lot of stuff, like overwork, underpaid. Oh. Here is a clip. It's about 30 seconds long of her on the PA at Walmart.
All right. Attention, Walmart shoppers and associates. My name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. The attendant policy is to Jared, our store manager. You're a pervert. Greta and Kathy, shame on y'all for treating your associates the way you do. I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Shout out to Kamenique, Patty, Chardell, and so many more. Walmart doesn't deserve y'all. Manage it. This job, I quit.
My favorite part is the shout out to her friends.
Yeah.
You know, she just wanted to go out. There might have only been 11 people listening. She wanted to make sure. Reminds me back in the day when I used to do a nighttime show on top 40 stations. And people would call in and I'd answer. I'd say, hello, KLAZ. They're like, hey, can I make a shout out? Okay. Who do you want a shout out to? Want to shout out to my friend Mike? Like, why don't you just call them?
Because it's cool for Mike to hear him on the radio.
Yeah, no, if you want a shout out, call him yourself. Give him longer than a 6 second shout out. Mm-hmm. But that's my favorite part of that she shouted them out. And she goes hard at somebody calling him a pervert.
Oh my gosh. Store manager. Jared or whatever. I mean,
what I mean, now that clip's out and viral on TikTok, poor Jared.
Jared's wife's like, what?
But it would just be tough for me to hire that person later. Yeah.
she clearly didn't think this through. Or she was just thinking
just
this
doesn't,
might.
Or she just does not care.
Right.
I do want to talk about Raymundo for a second, who does the audio. Raymundo, how's your morning going so far?
Going really good, yeah.
Were you jealous when you saw a picture of Sam Hunt and me?
Yeah, he was looking good, too. Man, he had the cowboy boots on. Nobody rocks those in Vegas at a iHeart Top 40 concert. That was pretty impressive.
So Sam Hunt showed up to play, and his performance was great. But Raymundo had a whole thing planned out that if Sam Hunt was going to come to our studio during his release of 23, his last song, which he was supposed to. I don't know why he didn't come. And it was like, hey, Sam's coming, and he didn't show up. But Ray, tell everybody your plan when Sam Hunt was going to arrive.
Yeah, so I was kind of heard of the rumblings that he was, so I wore my jersey. It was a 23. It was all themed 23 because the song was called 23. So I did a 23 jersey on my Apple Watch. I programmed it to have a picture that was 23. And then I went around the entire office, into our kitchen, upstairs kitchen, and I put on the microwave. I stopped it at 23, so if anybody went into those rooms, it would all say 23. And then I even got him a gift that was themed 23, but I never got to give it to him.
Oh, boy. Good thing he didn't come.
I mean,
what was the gift?
Yeah.
I got him, I went on Amazon, got him a $75 23andMe kit, and I was going to hand it to him and be like, all right, dude, you got to prove now, man, your DNA. Are you superhuman or what, dude?
It's like Ray practiced a flirting line.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
So do we wish Sam would have come in and experienced that, or are we glad he didn't?
No, we're glad.
No, I mean, we wish that would have happened. That would have been awesome.
I think Sam would be a good sport about it. Ray would be like, 23 kisses now.
Ray, the history of you and Sam has been, he got you a birthday present. Was it new shoes?
I think it was a Christmas. Yeah, it was shoes. He got me a stylish coat that I can wear in the fall. And
Isn't it like a flannel, you mean?
Yeah, it was pretty dope. Okay. He got me a great gift, yeah.
And then, did he promise to play basketball with you at some point?
That was always thrown around that, yes, we were going to, and then the pandemic happened, so maybe we were going to play video games. It just never worked out, though.
And weren't you kind of stalking his brother to get close to him?
I was, because me and him were friends on Instagram, and I would DM him and stuff, and just be like, hey, what are you and Sam doing this weekend, dog? But yeah, it never worked out.
And you've not hung out with Sam in a personal setting ever?
One time at one of his pop-up things on the east side, I ran into him in a parking lot. But no, we've never like
just ran into him.
No. You guys have never just casually hung out?
No.
And I think all of this stuff, and I'm glad you talk about it on the air because it makes me LOL. However, I think that keeps him from wanting to be your friend. And the thing is, you're the coolest guy. I love hanging out with you.
Like, he would love hanging out
with you. I think Sam would love hanging out with you too, but mostly you're like a psycho now to him.
Yeah, but there's no way to take all that back. When I first saw the guy, I was obsessed. And I mean, and then I would put a post on his Instagram pictures. So there's no way to erase history.
Well, even this last 23 at Fest you were going to have for him.
23 Fest.
What were you going to put on your watch and how was he going to see it?
I was
going
to go up to him. I had the jersey on. It was emblazoned on my chest, 23. I was going to be like, Apple Watch, dog, 23, dude. And then it's like, man, I support you. I support your song, 23.
What stinks is I think he'd really like to hang out with you, but he never will now. Because it's just a little creepy. It's just too much. Like, who wants to be friends with someone who's obsessed with them?
Yeah, no one.
Yeah, right? Too hard, too soon. I know. I did that with Taylor Swift a little bit because we probably would have been friends. But then I painted a picture of her and gave it to her, and that got weird.
You think you and Taylor would have been friends?
No, I mean, probably not. But I was like Ray is with Sam Hunt. I went way too hard.
Amy took an art class. This is when Taylor was still relatively new.
Yeah.
Amy took an art class.
Like, I had a shot at being friends with her probably at this point.
So she could paint a picture of her to give to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she did.
She gave it to her?
She gave it to Taylor, yeah.
I took private lessons.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then Taylor said, oh, I'll put this on my tour bus. And then I don't know that.
No, yeah, she didn't. She was like, no, she straight up told me, Eddie, when I gave it to her, I still remember the words clear as day. She said, you are so talented.
I know.
She
didn't mean that, though.
She doesn't. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Where do you think that painting is now if you had to make a bet?
Either some in the back of some rep's closet that's like has a bunch of junk that Taylor has received over the years, or I don't know, trash
somewhere. Yeah,
trash.
Probably trash.
Yeah.
Amy painted me a picture of John Mayer, too, at the same time.
Where is that?
I did. I got really into art.
Probably trash.
No. I revived it. I pulled it from the rubble.
The trash.
Because
like
Bobby,
a phoenix, it rose from the ashes.
Bobby used to have it hanging up somewhere, and then I guess because he's moved a lot, and but then I saw it in a pile, and I was like, well, this is coming home with me, because John Mayer signed it.
Oh, you have it?
Because remember when John Mayer came in, I said, this is a painting I made Bobby several years ago, and I had him sign it. So now it's of value.
And where is it?
At my house.
Oh, good for you. You keep it.
In my podcast room.
Nice.
So when people come over, I have John Mayer credibility.
You know who I met in Vegas was Lori Loughlin's daughter.
Oh.
Olivia Jade.
Mm-hmm.
Who, the whole scandal, the college admission scandal.
Did you talk to her about that stuff?
She was backstage rowing.
No, not about that stuff.
That was a perfect opportunity.
She was sitting in a green room because I was going to go out and do some stuff with Sam Hunt. And I saw her sitting there. And I said, I just went, hey, Olivia Jade? She was like, yeah, what's going on? How's it going? And I was like, hey, I'm Bobby. She's doing Dancing with the Stars this season. I said, hey, I won Dancing with the Stars like 3 years ago. And she was like, you did? Wow. She goes, how hard? And so then we just kind of talked about that because there's like a little fraternity of people that do that show. And she was super nice. Her sister was there too. I didn't even know she had a sister.
No, I didn't either.
And so we talked. I didn't bring up
anything about that.
Nah, I wasn't.
How awkward would that be?
Really awkward, but pretty cool though. Like, you'd probably be the only one that has that conversation with her.
Well, it's pretty cool because she just seems like a cartoon character. Again, sometimes we see all these celebrity stories and they're so something we're not close to at all that they just become fictional stories in our minds that we can talk about and like, oh, we like this person. We don't like this person. They're human beings. And so I sat with her and talked with her and I was like, dang, I wonder what I ever said about that.
Yeah.
And not that I was wrong, but I just never imagined, like this weekend, Caitlin and I took a picture together and you can see it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. She's in white and I'm in a green shirt. We're standing side stage. And most of the comments were really, really nice. And someone goes, oh, look at that typical gold digger with her man. And listen, I'm going to tell you. For me, when people started saying that anyone was a gold digger to me, I took that as a compliment.
You got gold.
Listen, I grew up poor as it could be. So the fact that someone was like, oh, gold digger, I was like, oh, thank you. Well, I'm so honored.
You're like a leprechaun.
I'm like, wow, this is crazy. But it to this point now, it's very hurtful to Caitlin because it's just not true. She's got a master's degree, got her own money, shouldn't have to explain that here now. But so I just messaged the woman. I was like, hey, I thought that was pretty rude of you. Because I had looked and she had sent me all these comments too about when I was single. She was like, I'll go on a date with you. And then she hit on the comment section with gold digger. I was like, hey, would you not put that in our comment feed? Like, I felt like that was pretty rude. And she responded back. She goes, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's like,
that was
there
it.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Real people.
Hey, watch. When I poke myself, watch. Ow.
Does that hurt?
Yes. It hurts.
Because you're a real person.
And I poke myself.
Yes, man. Real people.
Real people over here. You guys can hit us up if you want. We'd love to grab your calls. 877-77-BOBBY. Let me talk to Charlie, who is on in West Virginia. Charlie, you're calling about a segment that we were doing earlier on the show?
No, not really. I just wanted to, let's see. Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah, this is for Lunchbox. A few weeks before you got married, I called the show and I talked to a phone screener and I said I have a friend of mine who owns an Exotic Limos and I was going to borrow one of his white Lamborghinis and drive it down to Tennessee for me to get married in. Then I had he was going to let me borrow his red Lamborghini, which got an incredible sound system. They had replaced the glass with plexiglass, but if you cranked it up really loud, you would bust the glass. That's why they replaced it. And I was going to have it for your 20th anniversary for your high school reunion. But I'm sorry that I couldn't do it for you.
Okay, it says on the screen, Abby says he went rogue.
Yeah.
So I guess he called and said he was going to say something else. Abby.
But I would love a Lambo.
Abby.
I have no idea.
Hey, what are you doing?
Abby, what happened there?
Oh, well, he was going to talk about the segment earlier, how Lunchbox was going to catfish me, and he said he thought it was wrong that he was going to do that.
But then and then when someone decides to go rogue, Abby, and your job during the show is to talk to people, make sure they get on the air and get what, and that they define their point so we can get to it pretty quickly. When you hear a guy do that and say everything he didn't say to you on the phone, what's happening internally inside of you?
Let's see. My heart is pounding like 100 miles an hour. That made me so nervous. I was like, what's happening? What's going on? Like, I'm shaking right now.
All I see on my screen is it goes, Abby says he's going rogue. He's going rogue.
Okay. Well, it was thoughtful of him to think of you guys with his Lamborghini hookup.
All right, Charlie. Thank you for the call, buddy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Waterbury, Connecticut. A 40-year-old man was at Walmart, and he goes to buy a gallon of milk, and it rings up 322, and he goes, 322, that's way too much. Pulled out a knife and stabbed the cashier.
What is happening?
I know, people just don't know how to deal with
the cashier
things.
Didn't price the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a former cashier myself.
You have nothing to do with that.
Zero.
Yeah, she suffered a puncture wound behind her ear, but she's going to be okay.
What the crap is happening? What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Yeah, dang. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Before we leave the show today, I do want to mention something that happened while we were in Vegas at our iHeartRadio Music Festival, and that's Amy Fell in the lobby.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the end, luckily there was not that many people around, but hotel staff, maybe a security guard.
For sure they thought she was drunk.
For sure. And I was not. No, I hit nothing at all. I just was walking, but I was the end of the night, end of night two, and my feet were definitely in a lot of pain after 2 days in heels and boots and whatnot. And I just, my ankle gave out and I kind of just buckled and fell, kind of gracefully in my opinion, but I was fine. Popped right back up. Tried to avoid as much like eyes on me as possible and just went straight to my room.
It's dangerous falling the older you get.
Yeah.
There's that graph. Older, fall, more dangerous it is. Yeah. And so, you know, you're no spring chicken anymore.
Nope, 40.
I'd be worried. Yeah. Our security guy, we were getting out. We were in New Braunfels, Texas. And we had a bunch of stuff in the van, like camera equipment, stuff we were recording. A lot of the festival, and the camera guy put it all on the ground, and our security guy, who's a big guy, gets out of the van and doesn't see all the camera stuff being put behind him, and he falls, and he hits, and he's a big guy, and you're just like, oh no, if it's somebody 16, you LOL.
Sure. They bounce right back up, no problem.
Yeah, and he went down big guy hard, and he got up, and he was fine, but to watch an adult fall, it's not as fun as it used to be.
No.
Because we're adults now. It's not as fun to watch people fall. Like, when you see someone on ice, and you see, like, a doorbell cam, and it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the older they are, the more I'm, like, smiling ear to ear.
No, I still have my back pain from when I fell on ice, and I should own the Nashville airport, and I don't.
You should. It should be the Amy Nashville airport.
Yes.
Because she fell at the airport, and then was like, we're all good, even though there's ice in a place there shouldn't be. Don't worry about me.
I know. Bobby and Mike D, I think, were on my flight, and they were waiting for me. They're like, where is Amy? And I was in some, like, special room with a policeman, and he was bandaging up my back.
And her back was just cut all the way up.
Yeah, like this huge bandage.
A policeman.
Yeah.
What? Wait, like, a police officer?
I'm going to be a policeman when I grow up. Be good.
Well, whatever. I was with a police officer, took me in and helped me, took me under his wing. I was so thankful because I was just left there stranded on the floor.
Well, we're glad that you're okay, and I definitely would have thought you were drunk.
Yeah, was not.
Anyone falling in the casino or lobby area of a hotel,
I know.
For sure drunk.
They're probably like, look at that poor girl. And I'm like, no,
and
no,
you
no,
were
no,
by
no.
yourself.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I was all dressed up. Yeah, it was so bad.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all.